Welcome to the Harmonia Podcast, where we dig through mounds of new releases to bring you the very best from the exciting world of early music. I'm Bernard Gordillo, and this week's edition features Pamela Thorby and Andrew Lawrence King in a 16th and 17th century program of music for the recorder and harp. Music of the late Renaissance and early Baroque can be described as a special meeting place, where old-fashioned music runs into the very latest composition. This was the case in the decades leading up to the beginning of the 17th century, with Italy lighting the way as the most innovative. Yet other countries such as Spain, England, and the Netherlands held their own. The most popular tunes were naturally the ones that made the rounds throughout Europe. Apparently, very little has changed in 400 years. Recorder virtuoso Pamela Thorby and early harpist Andrew Lawrence King are two stars in the early music world. Their reputations are not only well-deserved, but evident in their latest offering, which highlights their unusual combination of recorder and harp. While all of the pieces can be found in previous recordings, their energy and virtuosity is unique, giving way to an unusually intimate feel even for a duo. A Lynn label release, the present CD is actually Pamela Thorby's third solo outing. The first was a collaboration with Ensemble Sonnery in a program of concertos by Sammartini and Vivaldi. It would be no exaggeration to say that recorder players love Vivaldi. Evidently, he loved them too, because he composed 5 concertos for them, a couple for the alto recorder and 3 for the sopranino version. The same may also be said for composers Sammartini and Telemann, who wrote excellent music for this particular woodwind. Although the recorder was usually not one's main instrument, it was nevertheless important. Pamela Thorby and the British Ensemble Sonnery take some of the most often played concertos for the recorder and give them a real shot in the arm. What are essentially old warhorses of the Baroque repertoire feel new and fresh. Their energy pulls you along in the upbeat movements, while the slow ones calm you. This is another terrific Lynn recording. Thank you. This has been the Harmonia Podcast. Join us next week when we'll present another new release from the exciting world of early music. In the meantime, be sure to visit our website, where you can find information about how to purchase the recording you've just heard and listen to other recent Harmonia shows and podcasts. Find us online at harmonia.indiana.edu.